Parkour versus park bench.
Ouch!
Today is the 4th of July. Happy Independence Day!
Ramen noodle update!
From theramennoodle.com.
On June 20, 2009, I was up in Columbus, Ohio, speaking and participating and attending and hanging out at PodCamp Ohio. PodCamp Ohio is an unconference for new media professionals and wannabes. I got to speak there on making a website that actually looks good, basic web design principles, tweeting for your organization, how to build a community around your organization with Twitter. And I did a session with Barely from BarelyPodcasting.com, another comedian podcaster, on recording and editing a podcast with Audacity. I had a lot of fun up there, but it wasn't just all fun. There was also a little bit of pain involved. Maybe more than just a little bit of pain. See, there's this art form, you could call it, that is called parkour, which is French for the art of movement. Essentially, some people think of it like free running, but free running is a little more stylistic and aerobic. Yeah. Parkour is just trying to get from one point to the other in the most direct route possible. That means going over things, going under things, or if you're transcendent, going through things to get from one point to another. So it's a lot of jumping and running and cool stuff like that. I like to live dangerously, so of course this is something that interests me. Parkour, that's cool. I get to jump off of things. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? Okay, maybe most of you don't want to jump off of things all the time or run up brick walls or stuff, but it's something that I think about often. I see a brick wall and I think, I want to run up that brick wall. I want to flip off that brick wall. I see two columns and I want to do the split. It's just a single split, not multiple splits, but just split between those two columns. I want to flip off of things, which I always do when I enter my pool. See, I don't just slowly get into the pool. I flip out or flip in to the pool, a front flip, back flip, and I'm working on my flips to make them a little cooler and a little better. Anyway, up at PodCamp Ohio, they have great places for doing parkour. Here in the greater Cincinnati area, there aren't many places that are like concrete playgrounds for parkour practitioners. Around here, it's all flat. The most decorative they get around Cincinnati is steps. And steps aren't that decorative. They're not that exciting either to go up and down steps. I could do that at home. Come on. So up in Columbus on the Ohio State University campus, there were some cool spots where I thought, ooh, this would be a great spot for parkour. I should say it with a French accent or something that makes me feel like I'm saying it with a French accent. Parkour. But see, the French, as you know from whatever episode it was that I talked about Elite Bachelor Necessity, French sounds better if you sound like you're vomiting at the same time that you say it. Parkour. Yeah, that sounds French. So, I'm having one of these French moments up at the Ohio State University campus, and I see this concrete wall next to some grass, and then about 6 feet beyond that, a park bench. And I get this idea, and I've got some friends there. I've got Jeremy, my good friend that's been on the podcast before, Fleegon on Twitter, and I've got Cliff Ravenscraft is there from GSPN.TV, and also Daniel Johnson Jr. from DanielJohnsonJr.com and HowIGotMyJob.com. They're all standing around, and we're kind of waiting to get moving and get going, so I decide I'm going to do some parkour, 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 parkour. Yeah, I can't say it in a way that sounds good. I take a running start. I jump up on the concrete wall and I go flying, sailing into the air, when total freedom, free from gravity, free from the drag of this world, for a couple seconds. It's not that I missed. I didn't miss at all. I hit that park bench with all of my force into one single spot on my left shin. It hurt a lot. I guess not many people have this. I don't know if, whatever. If you have this, let me know. But I've got like nerves or something that go through my shins and my back. I didn't realize I had them on my shins too until that night. But I've got it on my back definitely too. That if I get hit really, really hard in a tight, small, steaming area, I feel like throwing up. Hey, maybe that's why parkour is French. Because when you get hurt doing it, you feel like throwing up, and therefore it's best said in French. After I ran into this park bench with all of my might and all of the force I had while sailing through the air, my very compassionate friend, Cliff Ravenscraft, also of podcastanswerman.com, who provided the Heil PR40 microphone at a price that I'm using right now, in all of his care and compassion that he could muster, he looked at me and he laughed at me. And he said, "Daniel, that was great. I wish I had that recorded on my camera." Thanks, Cliff. I love you too. So while I'm there trying very hard not to throw up, I look at my leg. And I've got this huge double cut on the leg that's kind of in the shape of a V on my left shin. I looked at it closely to make sure there weren't any wood splinters or anything in it, and it didn't look like it, so that looked okay. But then I looked over at the park bench, and at the edge of this wooden park bench, there was this whole bit of shaving of my skin and hair stuck on the edge of my park bench. So if you want a piece of me, you got to go up to Columbus and find that park bench, and then you can get the DNA off of there. Now, what was also funny about this is the day after this happened, that park bench was gone. I don't know what happened to it. But I have this theory that someone took my DNA and the entire park bench, and they're going to try and clone me. So if you see a clone of me walking around, please let me know. And I don't know what I would do after that, but just please let me know if you see a clone of me. So I've got now this V-shaped wound on my left shin. Kind of misbalances me. Although all of the scars I have, I'm not sure if this will turn into a scar or not, but all of the scars I have happen to be on the left side of my body, which is really weird. But what I need now is I need a scar on my right shin. I'm thinking an O shape on it. That way, when I put my legs together and have both scars on them, it'll say, "of." I thought it was a good idea. But then some friends of mine were trying to figure out, how in the world would I get an O-shaped scar on my other leg? Just imagine me running around, slamming my shin into different objects. No, not a triangle. I want a circle. No, not a square. I need an O shape. Trying desperately to find the right shaped item to slam my shin into so that I can get the correct letter and then I can spell "of" on my legs. And then maybe if I get in this parkour team, like some other guy could have A and B, and then someone have E, and then when we all stand next to each other, it'll spell "above." So then it would be like, "death comes from above." Or, you know, we could do the whole 60s thing and have an L and an E, and then it would spell "love." But Who wants to run around jumping over concrete with a team that has love scarred into their legs? Not my kind of team. If you enjoy this show, then please help me out by, first of all, telling someone else about it and getting them to listen to the show. Also, the Ramen Noodle is now listed in the cleancast.com podcast directory for clean podcasts, so you can help me promote it by just simply clicking on the button that is on my website for cleancasts. That way, it bumps me up a little bit on the cleancast website, and I'm hoping I can get up enough to be listed as among the top 10. But that depends on you, so please click on that. I've got two house buddies right now, and we're talking about having a future episode talking about our own pet peeves. You know, I never realized I had so many pet peeves until I got housemates. I don't let them, the pet peeves, that is, get to me that much, but I have discovered I have more than I thought. So we're going to do an episode where all of us share our pet peeves about each other, and we want your input too. So if you have some pet peeves that you'd like to share, please call 859-353-4332. Or you can email me at theramennoodle.com. That's 859-353-4332 or me at theramennoodle.com. Thanks for listening.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.